Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVeigh. Bring this back. She's with Fleetwood Mac, one of the great bands of all time. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, financialseminary.org. Is that right, Gary?
That's correct, Jim.
His website, and you can find all the things he does there. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the Fed trying to micromanage the economy. We're talking about David Stockman, former budget director for Reagan's, his opinions about the Fed and about Washington, which are pretty sobering. You know, Gary, one thing I was going to say in the last segment is that anybody who's giddy about how Wall Street's doing would do well to spend at least a half hour a day reading Stockman. It probably would help them, would sober them up a little bit. But I used the term porpoising in the last segment, and that's a term in aviation that's used when people overcorrect a pitch or a vector. They bust their altitude, they bust their vector, and they get off by 5 degrees or whatever, and they wait too long to make a little correction. The key in aviation is to make tiny corrections all the time, not wait and make one big correction, because nobody can, if you have to make big corrections, nobody can roll out on the perfect place to get it right where it needs to be. You always roll through your line and you come back. And so you wind up just rocking back and forth or porpoising up and down, and you have an unprofessional flight, an uncomfortable flight, and an unsafe flight. And that's what I worry about, what you said a minute ago about Washington trying to, you know, fill up, spike the punch bowl, and the Fed trying to take away the punch bowl. What we got is a porpoising scenario. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And what's concerning is Stockman's basically saying, you know, that what we learned on Wall Street is the Federal Reserve can control short-term interest rates with monetary policy, Jim. But the bond market still sets long-term interest rates, and the Fed can't really do that much about it. And what he's saying is that as the Federal or Central Bank sells all of these Treasury bonds that it's purchased lately, central banks of the world have bought about $21 trillion worth of Treasuries. If they start dumping them, and think about it, if interest rates are rising, you don't want to own those bonds. And if the central banks all decide that they're going to flood the market with those bonds, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in that bond prices will go down, which means interest rates go up. And what that means, in turn, most assets are valued based on Treasury securities, whatever they're paying. And so you've got corporate bonds that are rising in rates, and corporations can't borrow as much. You got home buyers who are facing higher mortgages. And what you end up with, Stockman says, his opinion, is that you're going to have deflation of the stock market and of all asset values, whether it's corporate stocks or homes or whatever. And that's not a good scenario. Deflation is probably feared by Americans since the Great Depression, worse than inflation, and that's why the government has always erred on the way of side of inflation.
Deflation is a horrible. Of course, there's good deflation and bad deflation. The bad deflation is the one that gets really ugly. You know, we had a couple of days recently where the stock market went down almost 1,000 points on different kinds of bad news. And it always makes me angry when we get all of Twitter all upset, we wring our hands because the stock market dropped 400 points or something. When the truth is, tomorrow it's going to come back 400 points. Why don't we even worry about that? But one thing to think about that the stock market does get a burr under this blanket about, and will consistently keep going down about is interest rates. Not bad news, but interest rates, right?
Yeah, and that's why stocks.
They watch interest rates more than anything else.
Put your finger on it. Oh, absolutely. If stock values, well, I don't want to get into that. It's present value of future dividend streams and all that technical stuff. But it basically means every interest rate, every return in the world is based on risk-free U.S. Treasuries. And so when those rates go up, you start having issues, Jim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what troubles Stockman and the Fed, the central bank just started this stuff about selling treasuries, and interest rates have been increasing. What we call LIBOR, which is what banks lend to each other at, the interest rates risen about 50% recently, albeit from very low levels. But that's happening at the same time. You know, the stock market has just produced its first negative quarter in years,
mm-hmm.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, the central bank is starting this quantitative
they've got an unprecedented balance sheet to liquidate. The Fed's
about
never
$5 trillion, Jim.
$5 trillion of assets. They've never had that before. So not only do they need to take their steps to take away a little bit of the punch from the party, they've got a systemic an internal deal that they actually kind of a problem that they've got to deal with, and that's this big balance sheet that's unprecedented.
That's exactly right, Jim. But now think this through. What scared me about Stockman's writing.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us what scared you after the break. Hold on to that one. Gary Moore and I will be right back. Financialseminary.org is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.